tell you something. It's super duper important. Nya, nya, nya. Come on, please. I need your complete attention for this. Yeah. I know you're pretending to ignore me just to get me the wine and plead all cutely. If you don't give me your attention for what I want to tell you, I'll tickle you with my tail. So this is your last chance, Rumi. Please, 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 please. Oh? Bring it on, you say. Okay, you only have yourself to blame for this. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, finally giving up? Yay! Now that I finally have your attention, what I wanted to tell you is... Hi! Yep, yep, that was it. I don't know what's gotten to me either. I just feel extra silly today. But I'm glad you like it. Yeah. So, what you doing, Rumi? Huh? 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 Ooh, playing one of your games, huh? How come you're playing here instead of one of those video game thingies out in the living room? Oh! Some games are only available for your computer. And some games play better on it? Ah, I see. Oh, I never noticed your keyboard glowing different colors before till now. And your mouse is glowing too! And even the pad it's on! Wow, it's so pretty! You know, I remember those things didn't always have lights like that. But I'm glad they can make them glow now because the legs look so pretty! Oh, such pretty colors! Nyah! Sorry. Anyway, do you mind if I nuzzle into you while you play? Yay! Have I told you I really enjoy when you indulge me? And you feel so nice to nuzzle into? Can you give me some pets and scratches behind my ears, too? Please? 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 Thank you! Oh, this feels so nice. I don't think I'll ever get enough of your pets and scratchies. Yes, right there. Oh yes, behind the ears. Perfect. Oh yes, can't forget about the cuddles. I know I said this dozens of times, but you really are the best friend, the best Rumi, and even though I wasn't always into the idea before, you definitely fit the bill for the best master a cat girl could ever ask for. Yeah, it's okay if you decide you're not into being called master, because what we already have together is more than enough for me. And speaking of which, may I talk to you? Oh, thank you. I'm glad I can always come to you for anything. Well, I think I'm ready to talk about what happened with me before we found each other again. That person I was with before, the one I called Meanie, started out seemingly caring and seemed to adore me so much. I thought things would work out. But as time went on, it was like that facade slowly faded, revealing a true form that was ugly. That person started ignoring me, stopped giving me attention. And when I begged for attention, I just got shooed off like I was being a pest. I was left alone a lot, and I would find myself crying from loneliness. And when company was over, they would just talk about how cute I looked. And when they asked if I was being taken well care of, that person would lie and act like nothing was wrong. I didn't speak up then, because I didn't want to make a scene. And the thought of, what if they don't believe me, hung over me. And that could make things worse for myself. And one day, when I asked for my ears to be scratched, that person did it in a fit of annoyance, and those scratches were so rough. Not one bit of gentleness at all. My ears were so rough for a couple of days after that. But even after that soreness went away, I can still remember the feel of that harsh roughness. That cold and cruel negligence went on. The days seemed to blur together until that person finally had enough and kicked me out. It was such a nightmare. But I thought the streets were better than back there. I honestly can't remember how long I was out there before you found me. Do you know why I appreciate you so much? It's because you always knew and understood that there's more to having a cat girl than just for the cuteness. And that's the only thing that person wanted me for. Even when we were little, you didn't treat me just as a cat girl. You treated me as a friend. And when you took me in from the streets, you spoiled and indulged me so wonderfully, along with making sure I was well-fed and warm. I'm so thankful for you, bestie. You've given me all I ever wanted and even more. On top of that, you really did save me. Can you hug me? Please. Even now, I can feel it from you, just like when I hugged you that day. So warm. I never felt that warm with that person one bit. The way you hug me and pet my head at the same time, it makes me want to melt into you. The love and care you've given me has made everything I've been through during that period of time seem like it was only an intense nightmare. And despite everything, if I ever saw that person again, I would say, I forgive you. Because I remember you telling me before that forgiveness is more for ourselves than the people who wronged us. That refusing to forgive hurts us a lot more than it hurts them. Besides, that person is not my master anymore. The only one I see as my master now is you, bestie. Because I mean it when you say you fit the bill wonderfully for that. I'm grateful to you for everything. And hearing you say you're proud of me means so much. Thank you, Master. I I guess going through that roller coaster of emotions has me wanting to take a nap. Yeah. Can you cuddle with me, please? I want to sleep in your arms and against your warmth. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I love it when you hold me like this. More pets and scratchies, please. Yes, this is the life. Oh, you want to tell me something? What's up? Yeah? There was more to why you got flustered from waking up to me snuggled against you that one morning? Huh? Oh! You were afraid that I'd think you were taking advantage of me? Oh, you really are so sweet. Trust me, if I felt like you were taking advantage of me in any way at all, I would have made it clear to you a long time ago. Okay? Oh, good. Let's not think about the past right now. Right now, all you want is your cozy cuddles and your cozy pets and your wonderful scratchies while I give you little nuzzles in return. Bestie? Am I a good kitty? Thank you! Can you say it again? I'm a good kitty! This makes me so happy! Being called a good kitty is definitely another thing that makes me feel so happy. Can you say it a few more times? Please? Yay! I'm a good kitty! And I have the best master ever! Oh, hey, Rumi. Bestie. Master. Rumi. Love you! Yeah. Oh, do you want me to? Oh, yay! You're asking if you could pet my tail? Well, of course you can! Just be as gentle with it as you are with my ears, okay? Oh, that feels so nice! Just like that, bestie! You know, for some reason, like my ears, my tail is sensitive to other people's touch. But I don't seem to feel that sensitivity when I move it, especially when I tickle you with it. Being snuggled with you like this is pure bliss for me. How about you, bestie? You too? I'm glad. I'm almost ready to fall asleep. Oh, it's okay if you're not able to fall asleep with me. Just being in your arms while I sleep is enough for me. Oh, you were thinking of taking a nap before I came in. And you were gonna ask me if I wanted to nap with you? Aww, why did you say anything before? Ah, because you were enjoying me being silly with you. I'll accept that answer. Yeah. Really though, thanks for listening to my story. I know you've been so patient with me when it came to me opening up to you, and I thank you for that. Can we order some of that pizza or that baozi after our nap? Please? Yay! Oh, sleep tight, my hero.